Consistency, Mathematics, and Social Affairs. September 8th, 2003.
This project has developed a method for looking for consistencies so as to figure out what is true regarding social and political matters. Up until now, it has been presumed that life itself is inconsistent. So any method that purports to figure out what's true by looking for consistencies is a priori presumed to be unworkable. People do not evaluate this system to determine if it is accurate and workable. Rather, they presume that any method that sorts for consistency must necessarily be wrong, since people mistakenly think that life itself is necessarily inconsistent. Therefore, a system that presumes consistency at the high level must be wrong. Unfortunately, when inconsistency is the rule, then it is inevitable that those who operate on a fundamentally destructive and fundamentally deceitful basis will rule the roost. When deception is allowed, then a person can invent a harmful situation and easily blame that harm on others. In fact, this is the method by which bullies everywhere gain and maintain their power. Such deceptions and frame-ups become impossible when people confidently calculate via a combing for consistency. Thus, because inconsistency is indeed currently the societal rule, those who rise to the most powerful and influential positions at all levels of life, local, community, national, and beyond, are those who have learned to operate on the most fundamentally destructive and deceitful basis. Again, inconsistency enforces deception, and deception leads to the most harmful and manipulative persons being in charge. Such persons, and all who look to them for guidance, when faced with the possibility that people will be looking for consistency, feel that their whole mode of behavior, their credibility, their sanity, and even their life will therein be threatened. Thus, there is on the part of the most powerful, and all who look to them for guidance, an instinctive reaction to suppress anything and anyone who uses consistency as a basis for figuring out what is true, which also necessarily exposes the inevitable inconsistency system as itself out of tune with nature and basic human behavior, and highly and unnecessarily destructive. In fact, though, when in public, organized conversation, a consistent view is placed next to an inconsistent view, the consistent view will always win out in a public audience. In private conversation, of course, there is no constraint on inconsistency, and people are entirely comfortable with the most profoundly absurd and inconsistent lines of conversation. But in a public, organized conversation, again, when a consistent view and an inconsistent view are placed side by side, the consistent view will always win out in front of a public audience. It is for this reason that all attempts to apply consistency and this paradigm in private conversation under current societal circumstances are always doomed to failure. Only public elucidation will bring forth an intelligent, enlightened, and work out well continuation. In short, as things stand now, manipulative people, especially powerful manipulative people, are extremely threatened by consistent thinking and will withdraw support from anyone who so engages. Thus, no one dares to even attempt it, and as a result, most people presume that there can be no consistency regarding social affairs. This problem is heavily aggravated by the fact that up until now, there has been no math system for combining ideas in any consistent way. So even those who would want to be consistent have no way of going about it. This mechanical problem is the one that this paradigm solves. This paradigm and math system provides a way for people to combine social ideas in a fully consistent manner. The ability to recognize a factor as a governing system and distinguish that factor from the sort of factor that is merely reacting within that system is the key to consistently combining social ideas. The method for doing this is what logical types copyright William Jefferson Clinton and Hillary Rodham Clinton, 2005, is all about. And again, the first problem, the reactiveness of the powers that be, is handled by public rather than private elucidation. This is why, accompanying this tape which I am reading, and the paper which I am reading, is a list of all the recipients of both the CD and the paper. So, with my limited resources, I am putting this out there to be simultaneously evaluated by a wide array of both liberal and reactionary people amongst the ruling class, so that those people who are subordinate amongst the ruling class can amongst themselves come to clarity against their own will. Because I have not succeeded, and Neil has not succeeded, in more than 20 years after coming up with this system and idea for a cure, in getting people in power to do something about it. So, listener, it is up to you to use your protection, use your cognitive ability, evaluate the helpfulness of this, and then use a riskful calculation in order to get it out there in the world and get rid of the deception, and save our lives.